All right, so hello everyone. I'm Dan. I work on Systemd, and I spent about a month or so last year cleaning up includes in Systemd. So I'm here to talk about that a little, and hopefully it might be useful for the people in the room here as well. So let's start with why this matters. These are like some stats from after I did the work. What it basically came down to was that I got like a 33% increase or decrease, luckily, in compilation times for a from scratch build, and sub-CI jobs became faster by 50% just by removing includes from systemd source and header files that were unused. So how did I get started on this project? Well, I was just working on systemd at some point, and I use Clang D as my LSP in VS Code, and it's just ground to a halt seemingly randomly, as long as I had the project open for long enough. And so without doing any like proper investigation, I decided for myself, this must be because we include too many headers. So I did a bunch of work to fix all the unused includes, and then I figured out the issue was something totally different. But well, we still cleaned up the includes, right? So mission achieved. And so we, I ended up, I did a like small, I don't know, calculations, not entirely correct, but ended up removing at least, or more, at least, yes, more than 3,000 includes from all of systemd source files. And then the question is, why? How did I go about it? So you want to do two things. You want to remove like unused includes, and so this is mostly about source files, where you just want to remove every include that doesn't provide a symbol or a definition or whatever that isn't being used. But then you also want to remove or minimize the number of transient includes. And this is more about header files that are included by other header files. So the way you do this usually is with forward declarations. It's with moving macro implementation details into the source file and by minimizing the amount of inline functions. So forward declarations mean it's easy, right? You don't have to include the full header file providing the symbol. Macro implementations means that if you have, like, I have to like add that, like, we don't write C++, right? So we need macros for a lot of stuff. So that's why we focus on macros a little bit as well. And so like macros are basically a full function, and because they need to be defined in the header file, every include for to implement that macro needs to be in the header file, which pulls in a bunch of stuff, which slows down compilation. And then the inline functions, we had quite a few of those as well, and depending on what they do, they also need to pull in an extra header, which is wasteful if you move it to the source file and rely on LTO to do the optimization. You can avoid the include, and you again reduce the amount of includes that are required to be included by the source files. So the first thing I did was actually fixing all these circular includes in systemd. So we did this quite a bit across daemons. So what would you would think of, like, you had a header file, it did a bunch of forward declarations for the structs it was going to declare later, then it did a bunch of includes, and then it actually defined the includes. Like, this was absolutely horrifying when you would notice it. Like, nobody would write sane C++ this way these days, but we did it a bit all over the place. So I basically got rid of all of that, and the Clang tidy check I used for this is misc header include cycle. So I think this one is like absolutely amazing. It should be enabled on every project, and just get rid of all the circular includes. There's always a way to get rid of them, and they never make much sense to have in the first place. So I would recommend everyone to implement that one and have it enabled by default. And I also had a lot of issues with Clang D crashing for seemingly unknown reasons, and removing all these circular includes fixed that. So I'm not sure what bug there was there, but that also helped with that as well. This was all like done by hand, basically enabling the check, running, and then figuring out how I could best fix the circular includes. You need to think through your headers or your source file and header file layout a little bit, because you might need to move structs around to avoid circular includes in the first place. So it can get gnarly, but I think it's almost always worth it to fix these. Then we had to integrate Clang Tidy in the build system. So we use Meson, which has integration, and as its Clang Tidy target. CMake has a similar thing where if you configure it, it will just run Clang Tidy every time you compile the relevant source file. So I tried using this, but there are a bunch of issues. It doesn't really, you can't add dependencies to the client ID target on sources that are generated by your build system, which means that it will fail to run on those. It runs on all source files, regardless of whether they're built or not. And when you have a lot of conditional compilation in a project like systemd, that also brings issues. And you can't configure the target, so that didn't really run great. LLVM has a run client ID script. I tried that as well, but it introduces its own form of scheduling, right? It runs parallel jobs and everything itself, but we don't need that. We already have Meson. Meson is a build system. It can run parallel jobs. It can run tests in parallel. And so that's what we ended up doing in the end. We, instead of like running client ID as part of the build, we run it as a unit test. And this has various benefits. The main thing being that as soon as we get into the actual unused headers, depending on the build configuration, you're going to have that client tidy check trigger more often or not, and on different headers. If you're building without some dependency or anything different, right? You can all of those build system configurations can end up giving you more unused headers. So getting your entire build configurations, like every single combination of build system option, like library enabled or not, right? This library might be enabled, that other library might be disabled, or anything else can give you very different results. So if you enable this on build, right, if you run client tidy every time you compile a source file, it's just impossible to get working. So I find it much easier as a unit test so that you can put it in its own suite and only run it for very specific build configurations. The first thing I tried was actually IWU, so include what you use, which is a project by Google, which uses the Clang C++ API. And then you immediately run into the issue that the Clang C++ API does not offer backwards compatibility. And so like immediately, it was already depending on features from Clang in Git main, whereas my distribution was only shipping the stable version. It wouldn't even compile. So that was kind of annoying. It also had a bunch of missing features, like we used the cleanup attribute from GCC and, well, Clang as well in systemd to have destructors, just like C++ does. That was not supported. So for the cleanup attribute, you pass it a function, and that function was not detected. So it would mark a bunch of stuff as unused, even though it was being used in the cleanup attribute. I sent a PR for that. I fixed some other stuff as well, but in the end, I didn't end up using it because of the compatibility issues with the Clang C++ API, and because the Clang thing ended up being much nicer to use. So the Clang thing is Clang Include Cleaner. So this was a project that originated in ClangD, the language server, but then they decided to pull it out into its own tool, which is Clang Include Cleaner. It's less opinionated, right? What IWU will do is it will report, like it will remove unused includes, but it will also always add missing includes. So it insists on directly including the header, providing a symbol for every single source file. So it doesn't, like if you have transitive includes, it will still add all the transitively included includes into the source file. So you end up with huge changes. Which, I mean, it's arguable whether that model is useful or not, but I wanted to keep the changes somewhat minimal, and Clang Include easily allowed me to only focus on removing unused includes and keeping the transient includes in place as they are. It ships with LLVM, which just makes it much easier to use. Interestingly enough, it had exactly the same bug as IWOU, which is the cleanup attribute also wasn't parsed. Fixing it in Clang Include Cleaner was a bit more hairy than fixing it in Include What You Use, but I ended up figuring it out eventually. Include What You Use was also much easier to compile in LLVM, where I had to spend hours waiting for it to build to finish. But eventually I figured it out. And then the best thing is that it is integrated into Clang Tidy. So instead of having to figure out the build integration for that, in systemd, right, like invoking a separate tool by the build system and everything, no, I just had to enable a single check in Clang ID, and I got all my unused includes reported via unit test failures. So then you get to how to manage the source code to make this somewhat like viable. Like I said, one of the solutions to solving or to removing transient includes in header files is to use forward declarations instead, but repeating the same forward declarations in every single file.